Now, back to The Drive with Steve Jackson, live and local on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and 94.5 in Petaluma.
Yeah, yeah. Leave me alone, will you, everyone? I don't feel good. Oh, it's 3:38 on KSRO. What is your Thursday drive yet to come? Culinary Commodore Clark Wolf, Gerard from Gerard's Paella, our restaurant of the week. Cannabis with Nick Kasten, today featuring Wayne Richmond, Executive Director of the California Hemp Association. Love talking about the hemp. I'm wearing hemp underwear right now. Very comfortable.
And smokable.
And smokable, yeah.
Smokable underwear.
The problem with that is, after you wear them, then you don't want to smoke them. You know what I'm saying?
After you smoke them, you probably don't want to wear them either.
No, but no. If you smoke them, then you can't wear them.
These are the kinds of tangents I was talking about earlier.
Hemp underwear.
Cold medicine.
Hemp underwear. That's what we're talking. Line two, you're on the air. Hemp underwear, your thoughts. The late, great Frank Robinson. A legend. What an icon. He has passed away. The great Art Spander will join us from Pebble Beach to talk about the career and life of Frank Robinson, who was the first black manager in Major League Baseball and the first black manager in the National League with the San Francisco Giants. What a guy. He was 83. And the Drive brouhaha today with Oliver's Market and beer writer Jay Brooks. Joining us right now, it's Theater Thursday with Harry Duke, who also writes all the theater columns for The Bohemian, and he's been with us for, since we started this show in the 40s.
1840s.
You've aged well.
Yes, thank you. Ellie Lichtenstein, one of my favorite humans on the planet from Cinnabar, is back with us. And John Shillington from Cinnabar's production of Underneath the Lentil. I had lentil soup over the weekend, and I'm a big fan of lentils. But
warned you about lentils. This, guys.
Don't tell me you don't know what a lintel is.
No,
you don't know
a lintel really is?
It's a door frame.
It's the frame, the top
but it's a
of
metaphor
the
in this show that we can't tell you much about.
Oh, the one that like opens?
No. It's the top of the frame.
The top of the door,
there.
Right there. Yeah. I'm looking at our lentil.
This is radio, lentils. Steve. This is radio, remember that.
Well, I'm very confused about underneath the lintel. Harry, help me out, brother.
All right. As Steve said, we've got folks from Cinnabar Theater here today, and they have a very interesting production running called Underneath the Lintel. And Ellie Lichtenstein is here with John Shillington. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Now, for Sonoma County Theater folks, this might seem like a familiar title, because, yes, indeed, there was a production 5 years ago at Sebastopol's Main Stage West, also starring John Shillington.
Directed by
John Craven, who is also the director of this production. So, Ellie, what was it about this show that made you think, I've got to bring this to Cinnabar?
Well, I went to see John's work with John, mm-hmm, at Main Stage West 5 years ago with my production manager. And when we walked out of the theater, I said to my production manager, whose name is Charlene, when can we do it? Next month? Because I tell you something, we both just felt I've seen a lot of theater. I've been in a lot of theater. I've done a lot of theater. Probably not as much as John, maybe more. Who knows? This remains all time in the top three.
For me as well.
Yeah. And it was obvious to us that there was no reason to recast or redirect. Although, you know, you've deepened the show. I mean, it is a different show.
And it's a new space. I did put all the props and all the costumes in a suitcase in the shed.
That's
knowing
right.
that I would be doing it again in the future, and I hope to do it again in 5 years.
That's right.
If Harry will come.
All right, now wait a minute. Let me just say this. It says, underneath the lintel,
an impressive presentation of lovely evidences. It's a mystery.
What does that mean?
It's a mystery.
You have to come to find out.
You have to come and see.
Let's give our audience a better idea of what the show is about. Now, which one of you wants to take a stab at synopsizing the show?
John.
Oh, I can do it. A librarian discovers a 113-year-old overdue book in the night slot, and he follows that, and it leads from one clue to another, similar to, what was that name of that movie?
National Treasure.
Goodfellas.
This will now lead Steve to sing. Okay, let's get a little bit more detailed here. You are playing the librarian.
Correct.
Now,
from Holland.
That's correct. Yeah. He's a Dutch guy, right? Mm-hmm. So he works this library in Holland. He's a very librarian-ish type person, shall we say.
Somewhat
very
reclusive.
Yes.
And in the Night Depository, he discovers this book, and he discovers that it's been overdue for
113 years. And that leads to the next clue. Da Vinci Code was the name of the book.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That I was looking for, and a film. Anyway, it's a mystery that takes you, it's an epic mystery. It takes you into places that you had no idea you were going to go, which is, I saw it 7 years ago over at ACT.
With David Strathern.
And it blew my brain.
Yeah.
And
it's
I said to John, I need to do this piece.
So let's talk about the setup. Your audiences come in, they take a seat, and they're going to see what?
They think it's a presentation of lovely evidences where he's showing you all these evidences that are going to lead you to what he has come on his epic search around the globe. And explaining what those are, but I can't.
And he does come to a conclusion.
Well, he
kind of.
Might.
We can't say what it is, but right? He believes that he's come upon something.
Absolutely, he believes completely, and he comes maybe close to insanity, depending on your perspective. But he has changed in the course of the evening from the time he was back in Holland.
Which is now, I saw the show 5 years ago when it was done at Main Stage Rush, and I enjoyed it immensely.
Yeah,
and it's more so about what you just alluded to. It's the journey.
It's all
not
about
really
the
journey. Quest itself, but it's the journey.
The quest is a framework for a real physical, emotional, psychological,
spiritual
journey.
Okay.
That we all get to go on with John.
You did it 5 years ago, your approach to do it again, your immediate reaction?
Fear. It's a lot of lines.
it's a one-man show, let's make that clear.
Yeah,
it's just John on stage.
And then I thought, absolutely, I'm in. And going back into the script made me think, no, I need to do this every chance I get until I can no longer memorize anything. Although John Craven, the director, says he's going to play it in 5 years from now, so please mark your calendars now.
What was it about the character? Was it something that stayed with you?
Well, it is the human. It's the human journey. It's the human condition. What the underneath the lintel means, which I won't go into now, but it takes you into places of human regrets and making decisions when we don't know what the future is going to hold. And
embracing the mystery. Yeah, embracing the journey.
And this mystery and this journey takes him around the world.
Well, when I said the mystery, I really meant the mystery of life and death, right? And the big mystery,
the big questions,
not the little mystery of the.
But he's such a quirky man, and he does it in such a unique way that it gives a unique lens to the way.
But I did really want to read you this great quote from John Craven, the director, because to me it just says it all. Probably doesn't to others, but read my mind as opposed to my lips. So ultimately, for me, this play is at its heart a funny, endearing, challenging, clever, beautifully written story about .. us, with a capital U. And I just think that's as vague as you can get and yet as specific. Because we don't want to give you the specifics, because if we give you the specifics, half the fun is over.
If you enjoy a mystery, if you enjoy a journey, if you enjoy a quest, it's all wrapped up in this 90-minute show. And I'm basing my opinions here on 5 years ago, but I'm assuming it's either the same or gotten better. John does a magnificent job with the character, and there's some stage craft involved that is also fascinating. Talk about how you've set it up, since it's a different space from Main Stage West to Cinnabar.
What would I say? It's a bigger space, and I'm closer to the audience, and actually we're incorporating the audience a bit more this time.
That's right.
We're breaking that fourth wall, because he is doing a presentation to these people who have supposedly come in for this one night.
So the audience plays the
audience.
Plays the audience, that's right.
It's
the presentation.
And I've been waiting for them to show up because they feel like they're the other actor who has been.
You've been using the word presentation, but I think a lecture, I think people would understand it. It would be more a lecture
to an
audience.
Well, except that when you think of a lecture, you think of this. And it's not
that. Not a good lecture.
That was our latest ad in the Bohemian. When you think of the drive, you think of... Ellie snoring. Yeah.
Not on Thursdays, though.
Yeah, right.
That's usually right after Wine Wednesday.
I wish we had more time. I do want to let everyone know it's already running through the 17th, Fridays and Saturdays at 8, Sundays, 2 p.m. matinee at Cinnabar in Petaluma. Starring John Shillington.
And we do have enough time to throw out a ticket offer there. If you'd like to go to see Underneath the Lintel at Cinnabar, we have a pair of tickets. First caller at 707-636-1350 gives us your name, your email address, and your phone number, and the folks from Cinnabar will be in contact with you to arrange your seats. It's a good show, folks. You will enjoy this one.
It's a fabulous show.
Are you writing about this in the Bohemian?
I am not writing about this in the Bohemian.
What's wrong with you?
That's what they're saying.
That's exactly what we said.
We've talked about how much theater there is in this county, and I have to pick and choose, folks.
All right. It's Underneath the Lintel.
The one to pick and choose.
John Craven, the great John Craven, directing.
The great John Shillington.
The wonderful John Shillington starring in it. John, quickly, we are short on time, but your history is pretty intense. I mean, as an actor and everything else you've done.
Yeah, I've been here for 18 years. I moved here 18 years ago and started with Angels in America over at Actors Theater. And I've been doing a lot of local theater, but it's directing mostly over at the JC that I've been doing.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, you got to check it out. You got till the 17th at Cinnabar in Petaluma.
And for more information and any information regarding dates and times and tickets, you go to cinnabartheater.org.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
John, good to see you.
Thank you,
Ellie,
as well.
my dear.
Very good to see you, and I hope you feel better next time I'm here.
It's just an old cranky man with a cold. What are you going to do, you know?
We usually just have an old cranky man.
That's right.
Yeah, so now he's got a cold, in it, which makes him crankier, I think. Harry, see you next Thursday.
I'll be here.
Okay, so will we.